Read the analysis. Five takeaways from another disheartening loss by our buddy Scott Petrak, who joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Scott, you sum it up pretty well. The Browns were better Sunday in the 2016 loss in Philadelphia. It's not enough, not even close. And then you make more great points. They were better yesterday, and you still lost a football game that I think you had every chance to win.
Yeah, I think that's the state of this organization right now, Jeff. It's not even close to being good enough. When you see slight improvements, the run game was better. You get a huge play from Myles Garrett and Rodney McLeod on that block field goal for a touchdown. It's still not enough, and there's still major issues that they have not been able to address or fix and not be able to overcome. And most of those are a quarterback and on offense.
So, Scott, if you were the head coach of this team, what do you do first?
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, okay, that's a tough question there, fellas.
Man, if you want, I mean, I could go, how's the weather? How's your golf game? You're putting okay? You know, we could go that route if you want. It's more entertaining, probably more uplifting.
It is more uplifting. I had a good round last week.
Nice. On ya.
But it's raining, so that's depressing, too. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, if it were only about beating the Bengals and trying to save this season, then it's go to Jameis Winston. I think this offense and Deshaun Watson has reached the point where that would be the best move. You know, they're searching for this elusive spark, and that's where you have a chance to find it, is by switching quarterbacks, especially when the one you're playing is just not been good enough. I understand why they're not going to Jameis Winston. And if you're not going to do that, then I don't know. I thought establishing the run game yesterday was important and a good step. If you're trying to, you know, figure out another way to do it, they ran it 25 times. They ran for 100 yards. First time this season they hit 100 yards. You know, you could get Nick Chubb back this week, which would help, and it takes pressure off Deshaun Watson and takes pressure off the offensive line. But even if that happens, you're still lacking those explosive plays. You're lacking your quarterback getting the ball out in time and seeing the field well enough and making critical plays in the red zone. All the things that keep the Browns from scoring on a weekly basis. So I don't think there's any really quick fix out there. The only option would be to change quarterbacks, and they seem like they're not going to do that.
Scott, I agree with you. At the beginning of the show, that's what I laid out. It's like, okay, you have some things you can do here. And the clear, obvious one, even though I don't think everything is Deshaun Watson's fault, is change the quarterback and give it a different look. If Kevin Stefanski from above was given the okay to make a change at quarterback, would he as a head coach, do you think?
I think he would. I think he would. Now, it's a complicated issue because
it sure is.
It's not just about this game.
No.
And it might not even be about this season. I mean, they owe him, forget the cash, right? I mean, they owe him $46 million the next 2 years. It's the $73 million cap hit in each of the next 2 years.
Bingo.
That is going to handcuff this franchise. So I don't think it's the wrong philosophy to say we need to give, if you're the Browns, you need to give this guy every chance to succeed. Like, that makes sense to me, and because you're tied to him for 2 years, and if at some point you say it's sunk cost and you have to get rid of him and you have to cut him, you're really setting your franchise back. And it would make it really difficult to win with somebody else as your quarterback and not the guy you're paying that's costing you, you know, $73 million against the salary cap. So I get it. I get keeping him in there. I get all the resources that this organization has given to get Watson and then to try to support him. I mean, they made coaching changes in the offseason to try to get the most out of Deshaun Watson. It's all the decisions since 2022 have been about succeeding with Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I get that these six games have been awful, but it's still only six games. You can say if you're Jimmy Haslam or Paul D. Podesta or Andrew Berry that you got to give it longer, and I understand that. But that's not helping you beat the Bengals. So to answer your question, yeah, if it were up to Kevin Stefanski, you said you get one quarterback to win a game on Sunday, I would think it would be Jameis Winston, but he's part of this organization that is down the Deshaun Watson road, and does not feel like they're ready to abandon that road and say it's, you know, it's over. And until they're ready to say it's over, I think you're going to get a lot of Deshaun Watson.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Well, Scott, the other side of that, too, is then, I mean, you're kind of teetering on the knife's edge, because at what point does then the locker room turn on you, going, hey, we're not winning and we're not doing anything really that different, at least when it comes to personnel. Is that something that needs to be feared?
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate point. And, you know, I mean, they could make incremental improvements to turn into wins. I'm not saying you can't possibly win a game with Deshaun Watson. They won one this year. You know, the offensive line should get better with Jack Conklin and Jed Wills. But the biggest problem to me is that quarterback. And I think you may raise a legitimate point about the locker room, because I think the guys know that that would be the easiest fix. So I haven't gotten a sense inside there up until, you know, through last week that that was the case. You know, guys publicly are saying the right things about Watson. But that, I think that certainly is a worry and something that is fair to ask Kevin Stefanski about, for sure.
And you'll be doing that at 12:30, and we'll have that press conference right here. I have a hard time looking at anything else on the offense and coming up with any kind of judgment that I'm comfortable with based on Deshaun's play, based on the offensive line injuries. You know, I'd like to say the wide receivers aren't doing the job for him, except is that on the quarterback or is that on the line or is that on the wide receivers? I just think until something gets solidified here, you're not even able to judge it properly, are you, Scott?
No, I think that's a great point, Jeff, and you can point to little things. Amari Cooper probably should catch a third down shallow cross earlier in the game yesterday, and that would extend the drive. It wasn't a great throw. It was high, and it was an easy throw. It was short, but he probably should make that catch. You know, David Njoku catches a ball in the flat, and maybe if he's completely healthy, he breaks that one tackle and beats the guy and picks up a first down. He doesn't look 100%. He's fighting the ankle and the knee. You know, so that you can point to all these little examples. But the quarterback is at the heart of all of those. And I think you're right. He just there haven't been enough opportunities for any of these playmakers to say, to make any kind of conclusion. Jerry Jeudy included, Elijah Moore. Like, there's just not enough plays on offense because they're not converting any third downs. There's not enough shots down the field. There's not enough anything to evaluate these guys. I think you're right. And it does come back to the quarterback, who needs to see the field better, who needs to make quicker decisions and better decisions. And the line hasn't been good. It hasn't been good enough. But Watson is also responsible for a lot of these sacks that he's taking and these pressures. And that's why I think it's so frustrating for everybody else on the offense. I would assume it's frustrating for everybody else on the offense, because I think you can look at some things your quarterback's not doing, guys that are open that he's not throwing to, and going, that's how the game can change, and the quarterback's not changing the game.
Scott, to the defensive side of the ball, it seems like this defense is playing decently enough that it should be winning these games. Do you think that there's elements of improvements that need to take place on this defense, or is it really in good enough shape that if the offense were to just keep it up a little bit, or at least bring it up a little bit higher, they could be winning these games?
I think the defense has played average to slightly above average this season, which is not nearly good enough when your offense can't score 20 points. And I think it's disappointing given the number one ranking from a year ago, everybody coming back, and the high expectations in year two under Jim Schwartz. I thought the defense had a chance to be dominant, and it has not been dominant this season, maybe with the exception of that Jacksonville win in week two. The corners haven't played as well as they have in the past, and Martin Emerson Jr. is the obvious example. He's given up a touchdown the last 2 weeks. I think he's struggled pretty much throughout the season. I also think he's been being put in tough spots. And, you know, Schwartz loves to attack, and he loves to play man coverage. That puts a lot of pressure on those guys on the back end. And you need your pass rush to get home often and sooner. And I think that's been an issue. The pass rush, I think the stats are fine, and even the pressure rate is fine. But it feels like in key moments, and you know, the game-changing plays, they haven't gotten the pressure that they need to get. Or, you know, you flash back to that Washington game. You know, JOK has a chance at two sacks, misses Jane Daniels, and those turn into two huge plays. It's those kind of plays that are sinking the defense. And you look at the 45-yard touchdown to Devontae Smith yesterday. They catch the Browns in man-to-man. Greg Newsom's trying to trail him, and there's a traffic in the middle, and he can't. And it's an easy touchdown for them. And the only counter to that is that they can get pressure right off the bat, and they don't. So, you know, I think this defense has a chance to be really, really good, but it has not gotten there yet. And, they, again, they're on the field a ton. Your offense is putting you in tough spots. It does affect how you view every part of this team.
Scott, any chance that by the time Kevin speaks to the media on Wednesday, that ownership, Paul DePodesta, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski have sat down and have exhaled and said, all right, we've got to try a different quarterback?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I wouldn't expect it. But I would not rule it out. You know, they're looking at the same things we're looking at. I've not felt any momentum in that direction. I think the organization doesn't feel like it's there yet to do something quote unquote drastic. But I wouldn't rule out, but I'll tell you this, Jeff, what feels to me like more of a breaking point would be they come back from this 3-game road trip. They play Cincinnati on Sunday and Watson gets booed off the field and the Haslams listen to that and watch that. And maybe there's empty seats and that could be a moment where they go, okay, this is as bad as it's going to be. And we don't want to live like this. That feels like something that could happen. I'm not saying it will happen. Maybe they beat the Bengals. But if it goes bad again, the Jameis Winston chance start on the first series, maybe that has the kind of impact that changes things.
Scott, thank you, buddy. We'll listen for you during Kevin's press conference.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.